Well, good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a show about the Akashic Records and how the records can be used in your life to help you make sense of your life, to help you gain guidance, and for you to understand the deeper and more expansive meaning of divine. And for those people who have just tuned in for the very first time and are not familiar with the Akashic Records, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. Many people think that the Akashic Records are about past lives. However, there are so many different levels and frequencies and aspects to the Akashic Records that the idea of past life is a minuscule part of all that can be learned from the Akashic Records. The Akashic Record energy can be used in your life to create a business plan, to move into deeper awareness of who you are, to better parent, to write a book, to write music, to create a play, to paint. And that's just scratching the surface. So, for example, let's say you're a Reiki master. You can actually use the Akashic Records to enhance your Reiki practice, because if you know how to open your own personal Akashic Records, you can access the Akashic Records of the ancient Reiki masters when you're working with a client. If you are a numerologist, you can open up your Akashic Records in service to your client and get a deeper meaning of what their numbers mean, the same way as the practitioner for Reiki. Now, this is not about opening somebody else's records without their permission. This is about you, even from a level one point of view, opening your own Akashic Records in service to your client. So the intention is, how can I best serve? And you mention this person's legal name. Now, let's say that you've gone on to level two, and I will explain the different levels of workshops that you can attend. So level one teaches you how to access your own personal Akashic Records and teaches you how to use the Akashic Record energy in all areas of your life. A level two Akashic Record workshop teaches you how to access the records of others with their permission, the land with the permission of the land, and animals with the animal's permission. And you learn how to gain that permission within the workshop. So level two, you learn how to access the records of other human beings with their permission, the land and animals. So and level three is about deepening your own personal connection with your Akashic Records, as well as how you use the Akashic Records themselves in your life. And a level four is a professional level that helps you gain a better handle on how to actually build a practice in being an Akashic Record consultant, or to actually help you just go deeper into your own work as well. So there are four levels just right now. There will be more. But right now, so for example, let's say you took your level one and you are a Reiki practitioner or a numerologist or an astrologer or a massage therapist or an attorney, okay? But let's say that you are within the holistic arts and you go on to take level two. The Akashic Records, when you open up another person's Akashic Records with their permission, you are now able to access specifically what they need in certain areas with their permission. So you can go even deeper into your Reiki, deeper into your numerology, astrology, massage therapy, and you can go deeper. Even a therapist, a psychotherapist, can open the records of a client with it. Now, the only reason that's a possible challenge, it depends on the laws, I think, on in your state. But what I want to tell you is that for those people who are able to open up the records of their clients, they can go deeper into their needs. I do Akashic Record life coaching, and this one particular session that I had just this past week, within the first 20 minutes of the session, we were able to pinpoint the blocks where this particular individual what was holding around writing and around business and around relationships, as well as around success. That was within 20 minutes. And that actually created now the curriculum for working with the Akashic Records on a regular basis to help my client move forward into those blocks to release them. And what came forward was homework, and we talk every 2 weeks, it's a 3-month program. After 3 months, we decide if we want to go further to other issues. But for anybody who is interested in life coaching with the Akashic Records, I hope you send me an email or call me. My email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. It's just like the radio show. Or you can call me on my private number. It's 216-691-1233. And you can leave messages 24 hours a day there. And if I'm at my desk, I'll answer the phone. If I'm not, then I will call you back. Had some computer glitches because that is it's attached to the internet, so I had some internet issues this week, but now we're okay. So Akashic Records life coaching is very valuable to people. The same way just an individual consultation is valuable. And those, again, that I work with people anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, that's a choice. But I'm saying this because there's so many different levels, and there's so many different aspects to how you can work with the Akashic Records. It's unlimited, based only on your own personal creativity. So, again, whenever I do a workshop to teach people how to access their own records, if this is of interest to you, I certainly hope you do email me so you can get on my email list, and I can send you some information about when the next class is. If you're in the Cleveland area, I'm going to be speaking in Lakewood on August 12th at the Reiki House. And if you'd like information about that, again, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So tonight, you can call in your questions. We can have a chat, and we can talk about that, or we can talk about whatever is on your mind. I want to make sure that you have those phone numbers. And if you're listening and you have the BBS radio site on it, that's great. Just hold on for 1 second here, my wonderful friend. And when you call in, it makes it so much more exciting. Why is that? Because we can move into understanding more about yourself, and then I talk to you, and we have an actual connection, and that's great. So if you're calling in, you want to call, you can call toll-free from the USA or Canada at 888-429-5471, or you can dial in direct at 530-513-6472. So I encourage you to do that if that's of interest to you. I do have my computer on, and the email is available as well. So, okay, so what is the message today from the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones? And just so you know, I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. The prayer is a vibrational key, and it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so what the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones would like you to know today is, well, first of all, there's a deep message coming through that as we move on into the year, there are many people that don't want to feel alone, but are feeling alone. And so the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones would like you to know that, A, you're not alone. B, you have life force all around you that is beckoning you to be the best you can be just for today. You don't have to be the best you can be tomorrow unless you choose to be, but just for today. Take it one day at a time to increase your own personal love of self. I was talking to my producer last week, and we may be changing the format a little bit of the show. But what's interesting is there is a song that keeps rolling in my head. It's a Beatles song, and it's All You Need Is Love. All you need is love. All you need is love. And I won't sing it for you, but the reason that is coming forward is because what we are truly wanting to express to you is that the law of attraction, the law of abundance, the law of light, if you will, has everything to do with love. That it is impossible in this particular universe, in fact, across the universe, it is impossible to create without love. I want you just to think about that for a moment. This is not about judgment. This is only about love. When we create with love, we allow the passion of our heart to come forward. We allow our hearts to be open. And we allow our own personal essence the opportunity to manifest that which we most desire. And the best way you can look around and find out what you're manifesting is by looking at your life. Because the thoughts that you were thinking brought you to where you are. And the thoughts that you're thinking now will take you where you will be. So if you don't like where you are, it's about changing your thoughts, changing your self-talk, changing your underlying belief system, the core issues that are creating the self-talk that does not serve you. This is not by any means a chastisement. This is meant to give you an awareness. And if, in fact, you're saying to yourself, well, I already know that, that's great. And if you're already practicing it, even better. But there's so many of us that know the truth of this, and yet, for whatever reason, within us, we don't practice it. And finding out the underlying reason about why we self-sabotage, finding out the underlying reason about why we have come onto this planet with various agendas can be very, very helpful and can be very, very life-changing as well. So consider that. And here's your opportunity that if you would like to call in, it's like getting a mini reading. Clearly, it's over the phone. I mean, when we're on the air, that is. It's not as in-depth as it would be during a telephone consultation with me. And I talk to people from all over the world. However, if you call in tonight, you know, I would love you to email your current legal name. But be that as it may, your energy will carry the information. And it's all about you wanting to take the next step. So the challenge is how many people out there are really willing or really desire to take the next step in their life? And that next step is gaining a little bit of information about what's in your heart or your heart's desire or what situation in your life do you want more clarity with? And all those are wonderful questions that can be answered. And so what I want to share with you is that there are some wonderful books out there that you can read to help yourself gain clarity. First, there is a book, and again, depending on where you're at on your spiritual quest, the book is written years ago. It's a book by Sanaya Roman, S-A-N-Y-A-R-O-M-A-N, and the book is called Personal Power Through Awareness. And it's an excellent book. It's very much for kind of, don't want to say beginner, but it really helps you understand a little bit more about the processes. Another good book to help you get on track, again, these are more beginner books, is Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. For those people who are not into organized religion, that want some answers, that's an excellent book, Conversation with God, Book 1. Also, Abraham and Esther Hicks have written a wonderful book, Ask and It Is Given. That first book is great, kind of helps you understand how the law of the various universal laws work. There's also another book about Kabbalah, and that book is called God is a Verb. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and it's called God is a Verb, V as in Victor, E-R-B. Those are just a couple of books that pop out. But maybe there's some books you would like to share that you found helpful in your life. That'd be great. And I would love to talk to some folks. So, again, we started out talking about you not being alone, that there is more to this universe and life than you know. But if you're listening to this show, you just need to be reminded that your own personal request comes from within your heart. And if you can allow that personal request to permeate your body and be a priority in your thoughts, then you've found the key to unlock the door. And what I mean by that, what's coming forward here, is going to be very important that you become vigilantly conscious about not thinking or feeling one thing, and then playing into the negativity that comes forward that says you can't have it. We really have to get rid of those negative thoughts because they really don't serve us. So if you're looking or feeling that you want something, you must give yourself the permission to succeed, and you must monitor your thoughts. You must monitor your whole beingness and realize that you can't say, I want this and I'm feeling this, and then on the back of your mind saying, yeah, but it can't happen. No, I won't really get that. You have to be clear about what does it feel like to draw this thing or this situation or this person to you. What would that feel like? And imagine the feeling. The law of attraction is based on feeling. It's based on not just visualizing, but feeling what it would be like to have what you truly desire. At the same time, it's not about just sitting around visualizing and feeling. You have to take action, because if you take one step forward, the universe will take four steps toward you. And you just have to remember that. It's 11:21 here in Akron, Ohio. I would love to talk to someone. You have the numbers. And we will talk until 11:30. If no one calls in, then I will close the show. So you now have 9 minutes to give a call. And as long as you guys call in, I'm happy camper. But these messages need to be interactive with you. Your voice stimulates more information. Not my voice, your voice. Your questions get us to the right area of the records. Now, the questions that you ask, it's like you have to think about the Akashic Records as if it was God's great Google, if you will, that it's like a divine search engine. So you ask a question, and the information for that question comes forward. It's pretty neat the way it happens. And you've got a great opportunity because this is like a free consultation, like I said before. So, again, we want to give the numbers out. And if you will hold on, we will get that for you. All right. So that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. And also, if you'd like to dial direct, if you're out of the country, our country code is 011, and it's 530-513-6472. So what are your golden keys to success? What do you need to do to make sure that you are on the right track? Wouldn't you love to know that? Well, why not call in and ask that question? What do I need to know? What are my golden keys to a loving and fulfilling life? Or what do I need to know about the relationship between myself and you can mention the person's name. Now, this is not about opening somebody else's records, as I said, without their permission. The insight you get as to a relationship with someone else that you get through your own records is as it relates to you, not to that person. So you have 6 more minutes, ladies and gentlemen, to call in and find out what your golden keys are. or to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can certainly do that. Last week we had a variety of different wonderful callers. That was great. We were able to help people, and that's what this program's all about. It's all about helping people, helping them understand who they are, answering their questions. And giving them the courage to move forward to their greatness. It's really true. It's all about stepping forward into your greatness. Now, the interesting thing about it is we've set this game up here on this planet to conquer fear. And everywhere we turn around, fear stands up to greet us. Have you noticed that? I mean, it could be the fear of having too many germs in your mouth, all right? The fear of too much cholesterol, the fear of eating too much, it's just crazy. There's so much fear that we have to overcome. And we do have a caller. Hello, caller. This is Donna. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. This is Debbie again. I spoke to you last week.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called back. How are things going?
Very good. I was just wondering if I could get my golden keys.
Oh, sure. Okay. Now, do I have your name on file?
Yes.
Your last name?
I'm sorry? If you need.
Say again?
You should have it on file, but
go ahead.
If you want, I'll send you an email.
Yeah, send me an email. That would be great. Yeah, because then we can find out what your golden keys are to step forward onto your greatness. That's great. That'd be wonderful. Sure.
I waited a little while because I wanted to give someone else a chance just in case.
Well, you know what? First come, first serve, Debbie. You know, you've got to go ahead and take your shot when you can, you know. That's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
Good. Are you emailing me now?
Yes.
Info@akashicwisdom.com, right?
Okay. You just need my name, my full name?
Mm-hmm. Your full name, legal name would be great. Whatever you sign, like,
you need,
on your driver's license. I don't want a maiden name. I don't want your birth name. I want the name that you're known as right now.
Okay. Do you need date of birth?
Nope.
Okay.
Your file is under your name.
Right now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sending it right now.
Okay. I'm waiting. Hold on for 1 second. Sometimes the internet can be a little slow. Okay, here we have it. Okay, great. All right. Is it Debbie or Deborah?
Debbie.
It's Debbie, okay.
But if you need my birth certificate name?
No.
D-E-P-O-C.
No, it's what you're known as now. See, the interesting thing about it is that your name as you know now is where the current files are.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So what we want to understand is what are the golden keys to step into Debbie's greatness? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, Debbie, it's about getting really clear. And you've probably heard me say this before, but it's very important as to what truly brings you joy. So I want you to write this down. Number one, define joy. You don't have to do it right now, but these are the things the records will never, quote unquote, tell you what to do so much as they'll give you guidance as to how to find this information out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So define
the first
voice.
Thing that is coming forward is that you need to define what is joy for you. What brings you joy? What makes your heart sing? Without any type of judgment, like something that either when you see it or feel it or hear it, you feel bliss.
Probably my dog.
Okay. All right. But the idea here is again, is this is not about answering it so much as it is contemplating it.
Okay.
So is it, do you have more than one dog or just your dog?
I have six.
Okay. So it's working with your dogs, right?
Yeah.
It's working with animals. Okay, great. All right. The other piece is, what is your true relationship with God? Just write that down, and we're going to expand on that right now.
Okay.
And people's keys are different, but these are for you, okay? And they may hit other people out there, but what is your true relationship with God? And the reason they're asking this is it has to do with you getting clear about if there's any baggage around the word God, if there's any baggage around the idea of a father figure or a father authority. And it has to do with what are your expectations of God. The reason that's being asked is there are many times people will pray and it does not appear that their prayers have been answered. And the reality is that prayers get answered maybe not the way you think they, quote-unquote, should be, but in a way that is for the highest and best at the moment.
I know that's true.
Yeah, but what's important here is for you to understand or get clear about not only your relationship with God, not only what your expectations are of God, but what is your definition of God? Who do you think God is? And the reason they're saying is that that's so important is because when we identify our relationship with God, we can expand our own feeling of divine. So, for example, if we think God is untouchable, that God is outside of ourselves, that God is an old man on a throne, you know, giving out judgment, there are some paradigms there that need to be shifted so that we can embrace God and love the divine. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I feel that we're all one with God. You know, I used to, when I grew up, I was raised Catholic,
uh-huh.
And I used to think God was the, you know, man with the beard on the throne. And,
right.
You know, but, you know, since the beginning of the year, I feel like I'm becoming more awake. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but...
More aware.
Uh-huh.
It's a big year for people,
aware.
Right, for sure. Yeah.
And now I just feel that God is in... We're all one. Everyone... God is in everyone.
Right. Well, that is absolutely true. So if you... So what do you... How do you... What do you believe your relationship is with God right now?
Well, that... Each person is, is God. God is not just one person. It's everyone. We're all connected.
That's right. That's very true. And the interesting thing about that, Debbie, is we can say those words, but then it comes to loving ourselves, and there's a disconnection. So if, in fact, we are a part of God, and if, in fact, we love God, what part of us don't we love?
That's it. We all have to learn to love ourselves for who we are.
Right, exactly. And it's really about acceptance, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what part of you still needs accepting? And you don't. And for your privacy's sake, you don't have to share it on the air. But if you, there's a part, each one of us is working about accepting that part of ourselves that is dark or hidden that we haven't looked at. That's part of the ascension process, about looking at that, loving it, and releasing it.
Oh, okay. So if you don't clear that up, then you wouldn't be able to ascend, right?
Well, yeah. The reality is ascension is all about love. And the other part of that is there's some of us that are not going to ascend. Not because even we've done anything wrong at all. In fact, just because you might not be able to love yourself, you're not going to ascend, doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that it's not time for you to ascend. We still have work to do, maybe with ourselves or others or both. You know, people put a lot of weight on whether or not people are going to ascend. And the reality is again, it's all about love, and we need to really look at what love means. I mean, there's a lot, these are the keys to be able to moving into our greatness, is what is your joy, what's your relationship with God? Is there anything dark, hidden, or cloaked that I have not accepted about myself? If so, we want it to be shown so we can literally love and accept it. And those three steps are huge. And the other one is, what is my relationship with people? Human beings. What do I expect from people? Or am I able to walk life without expectation? What that means is, just because for no other reason, you can love someone whether they're good to you or not good to you, just because they exist. What is my relationship with people? And what are my expectations? So what are your comments on these so far?
I think the third one is the hardest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are a lot of bad people that you don't want to associate with, or you don't even want to think about how they could be capable of doing some of the things they do.
So, but if they are part of God.
Someone? I know, but how do you... It's hard to love someone who you can't understand why they do something, you know, so evil.
But it's not about whether or not, it's not for us to judge that, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
The idea here is that we don't have to like what somebody does. See, many times people will mistake the idea of loving someone with condoning their actions.
Oh, okay.
And that's not necessarily true. I mean, I have friends that I don't necessarily agree with, but I still love them. Right? I don't know if you've experienced that. But I don't have to agree with everyone in order to love them, or to send them love, or to want the best for them, or to really recognize their divinity. Because even in the dark, what looks like the darkest place, that human being is playing a part. And that human being that is doing something, let's say, unconscionable, and it's got the wrong word, but, you know, is doing something, what we would say, horrible, is in so much pain that that's the only way they can relieve that pain. So it's up to us to feel the compassion.
Yeah, that's hard to do, though, say if someone is murdered a child or something like that. You know, how do you open your heart to someone like that? That's hard.
Well, first of all, it's not like you're going. It's not like you have to have an ongoing relationship with that person. It's the idea here is it's not about necessarily embracing that person within a relationship so much as it is understanding that that person is playing a role. And that's part of the divinity of that person's choices, whether you like it or not. It's not. It's horrible to murder a child. But remember, no one leaves this planet unless they're ready.
That's right, yeah.
And the atrocities that have happened on the planet, the reality that really no one likes to look at, but is... a reality is that there is a participation from a karmic and a spiritual level that has created that dynamic.
Well, yeah, because each soul chooses
their path,
what they want to do in their life, right?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. In other words, like there's a choice. There's a choice of experience, absolutely. And I want to say hello to Brett, who emailed me and said he's listening. That's very nice. Thank you, Brett. But the idea here is that everyone takes responsibility for who they are. And when we take responsibility for our life, and everything that affects our life, then all we do is strengthen our vibration in the in if you want to think like a pebble in a pond. And so if somebody has done something that's awful, in our minds we're moving into judgment. We have to move out of judgment and realize that that person has made choices as well as their victims, if you will. The records told me once that in order to be able to forgive, we have to look at life as there are no perpetrators. And there are no victims. It is only experiences and observations. That's a very, very interesting statement, wouldn't you say?
It is. It's a perfect way to think of things.
Yeah. There are no victims, and there are no perpetrators. There are only experience and observation, and how we observe is part of our participation in the experience. And that observation then creates a different vibration and frequency based on how we perceive it. If we perceive it in fear and anger, we magnify the fear and the anger. if we perceive it in compassion and forgiveness and love, we magnify compassion, forgiveness, and love.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. And that, my dear, is what the new earth and the ascension process is all about. It's about getting yourself to a point that you can release the judgment and look at our life experiences and look at our observations and realize, A, we are not victims. We had experiences, and we are observing those experiences, or as well as observing what other people have done. And the more we observe with compassion, love, awareness, and yes, forgiveness, the more we magnetize and magnify those aspects. So we're in your life. And again, you don't have to answer. It's really a rhetorical question, and that's one for everyone that's listening. Where in your life can you magnify your love, your compassion, your forgiveness, and your love? Who in your life can you release? And when you release that person, you release yourself and you leave your baggage literally at the side of the road and move on. Because anyone who is out there that's controlling you or someone, I'm not speaking just about you, Debbie, but I'm talking about the collective you, anyone who's controlling you with anger that you're feeling for past injustices, they still have your energy. They still have your attention. And you're magnifying the anger rather than letting it go, because as you magnify the anger at that person, for that person, you magnify the anger itself. And the more anger itself we carry, the more unhappy we are. So the question we need to ask ourselves, what needs to happen for us to be able to release the anger that no longer serves us, that does nothing for us, that we cannot control on situations that, A, happened in the past, we can't control them, and we can't change them now. But yet we carry around this anger. What do you need help in that area at all?
No, I pretty much, have forgiven anyone in my life that gave me a hard time or anything.
Have you forgiven yourself as well?
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's important. That is very, very important. So the idea here is for you, again, to go back to your homework, is defining your relationship with God, defining what brings you joy and bliss, and seeing how you can magnify it in your life. The interesting thing about it is you do those two things, and you'd be amazed what opens up for you. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I didn't know if you wanted me to answer or not.
No, I did want you to answer. Yeah, I mean, so that's the piece. Do you have any questions or anything else I can help you with?
No, you've cleared everything up.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I thank
Just
you so
an
much.
Inspiration.
Say again?
You're such an inspiration.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, thank you so much for listening. It's helpful when people call in.
I feel terrific after listening.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I always feel terrific after listening to your show.
Ah, that's so nice. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. And I hope others feel the same way. That's what this is all about. It's a service. So, well, just continuing working on loving yourself. That's the most important piece. And you've got some beautiful examples there of unconditional love. Your dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
They love you no matter what, don't they?
That's certainly true.
That's
They're
right.
They're always happy to see me.
You betcha. As long as you feed them, give them fresh water, and even when you forget to feed them, not that you do, but, you know, not with six of them, I'm sure. But, you know, the idea here is they love you no matter what.
Yeah. And they forgive you no matter what.
You betcha. You betcha. And they always listen. Right?
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for spending so much time with me.
You're welcome. You have a great evening, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, we're so happy that Debbie called in. And it gives you an example of how much the masters, teachers, and loved ones will come forward when you ask your questions. When you want to be present with wanting the information, it's just about wanting to know. And that's what this program is all about. It's all about service. And it's so helpful to know that folks are listening. So you want to be able to help yourself. The days of finding gurus to tell you what to do, ladies and gentlemen, that's over. You need to understand how to chart your path, and it is not about being right or wrong. It's only about being happy. It's only about feeling joy. So you take your steps forward, you listen to the keys that were given to Debbie, and for right now, those are the keys we're suggesting that you go forward to step into your greatness. You also need to know that you're deeply loved. You can't do it wrong, especially if you do something. You just have to do something. And so we've come to the end of the show. And I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Show on August 5th, 2012, by saying amen. Amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week, and I love you all, and hope you all come back next week and ask whatever questions you want to ask. Have a great one. Bye-bye.